briefly in instruction. I think the level cable itself has been operating for the past 2 years. It was constructed by two different departments in health and care, Allied Council, CCG, and Allied Trust, as a way to better integrate and work our services together. I think we did that as a voluntary committee of partners, so we could work together and try and avoid some conflicts that can often happen when we're working and defend overall benefits of that community and technology. I think the lessons that we've learned over that particular period of time, knowing the fact that people would be interested about how that works going on and needing to sort of move the times of people, we are suggesting a revision to that. Arrangements. First, to make it more accessible so people can see the work that's going on, but also to streamline some of the business arrangements that we've had around it, because there has been so much change going on in healthcare over a period of time that we need to streamline some of those business arrangements. So we suggested in the paper that it was a pretty wide cut on the first day of the way before doing that. It has the approval of the CCG, it has the approval of the trust. It sits within the overall national ISTP framework as well, which, although that seems to be happening at the need, there is still very important in the sense of it's a contract to government and it's a contract to funding that comes into the whole health national area. We'd like to try and get on and make some of the changes proposed in the paper, but we'll do allow you to review the success of those changes after the first 6 months and the impact it's also had in terms of raising overall profile and performing in Hampshire. It helps us support some of the key partnerships that we talked about earlier in terms of the work that's done with the trust. It helps us support some of the work that's planned in public health around the new public health strategy for the Allied Council. It helps us further support some of the work happening sponsored through the CCG and the primary care networks to make sure that more of those bits of the moving parts in the healthcare agenda can have a focus in one place where it is being talked about and future direction strategy agreed and supported. So very much pleased that it was supported by Cabinet and CCG and the Trust, and of course the Cabinet said any questions responsible for this.
If I just add to that, in my speech to Cabinet, I made it quite clear that this, in 6 months' time, this will be brought back to this committee, not to the other scrutiny, but to this main scrutiny committee here, to review the governance and stuff like that, and then input. Any questions that were asked of that main scrutiny committee, you took on board those, and they were addressed if you'd been in Cabinet, you would have done things there. We addressed every single point, and within 6 months we would bring that back here. We would have the agenda here so we could review the operation and how what we were at. So we took that all on board as well.
I think we recognise that this is a very important strategic move, and as such, we would want to do everything we can to support it. And the invitation for our involvement is much appreciated. Any questions? On all.
Obviously, they've gone through Cabinet now, they've gone through scrutiny. I decided not to vote for it, but that's gone. Democracy has gone through a long process. I think that, and I'm glad that you are taking on board some of the, taking on board the comments. I think it was, for me, it's still this thing of how the relation is at the grassroots level and the fact of the voice of the service user, the patient, the people on the ground, because they've had a lot of things over the years, and a lot of Vanguard and people, I can't remember the name, all the various other schemes, and I think it is that voice, and I think it was particularly to champion that. I think what we said at corporate was, things about a number of sectors, number of players, and they're not there. They need to do, for instance, the GP, primary care, the independent sector, the community pharmacies. And I I won't repeat because of what I said to people how I felt about the voluntary sector and play. So I won't repeat that, Claire, but I think it was a matter of who is outside the room and making sure that of that. And I think the key is to look at this in 6 months' time to be able to say how has that grassroots level of voices and the range of players that are very important for things to actually work in the program. That's what I've got to say.
Blair's absolutely right, it got a thorough consideration at Cabinet, and Michael's absolutely right, he highlighted the concerns he had around the local voice, and what hasn't been included in the paper is the work you yourself have done behind the scenes, I know, to get us to the place we are now. What I would say is I think there's two things about this particular board. I'm not a great one for the use of the language, but in this particular case, the language of an integrated care partnership is quite important, not only to us, but more importantly to our partners across the water who will understand what we're trying to achieve because we're speaking in language. I will be vice chair, which is why this has got my name on the paper. And I'm keenly looking to work with Vaughan, who will be the chair, to make this an action-centred board. Those that saw the list of attendees, which Mike was referring to, will probably agree there's an awful lot of names and titles there. But I think it has an opportunity to put us in a good place. And so I fully support the paper, I fully support what Claire has said, but I also acknowledge the work. And it was a key point of Cabinet that we would bring it back to this. This is the only statutory scrutiny body that exists in this arena. So I think this board will have, in due course, a really important role of scrutiny and support as we go forward. Thank you.
Thank you. We've obviously discussed this, and I think that we're concerned really with the absence from the pharmaceutical voice, and whether that should be incorporated somehow into the Integrated Care Partnership or Health and Wellbeing Board. But you know, the messages are being given more and more to go and seek advice from the pharmacist, and it just seems, you know, maybe an oversight that they don't seem to be present on any of these committees, but maybe we don't do it.
I think you have to be careful with the French, and that's why we need to bring this back in 6 months and discuss the membership board. There wasn't a lot of discussion on who should be members, who shouldn't be members. It's a very strategic board. It's not core to us, three members of the CCG, the Trust, and the Masters of the Local Authority. And you also have to remember that some positions that you were talking and asking to join that board are commission services. So it would be very difficult to have some discussions when you're with the CCG, for example, with some pharmaceutical, and they are commissioning their services. So it is very easy to say, I am such and such a member, but to be fair, there has to be some really difficult and heated discussions on who should be membership. I think what we need to do is we'll bring this back to discuss in 6 months' time. It's before we have that discussion, it's for you to have maybe a subgroup who says, why is such and such a member, why is such and such a member? Because remember, it is not for me as a cabinet member to make that decision sat here. That's the whole point of the ICP, is I am a member of the partnership. I then have to take that back. So it would be quite good, before we discuss it here, to have some of the subcommittee give us a list of questions, I take it to the local care board, and then we bring that back and have some smart to offer some reasoning while we have come to those.
And you're definitely right, but these things have to run, and I think 6 months is a good time. And I get it, you know, overburdening. It is a concern. I see Labour's nodding his head, perhaps at the Health and Wellbeing Board, because, you know, we thought that it was quite important that the pharmacists shouldn't be left out when extra demand is being placed on them. So I think a welcome bit of news, and I can't emphasise how much scrutiny is looking for supporting on this. Thank you.
So we're in 6 months now.
Yeah. John, thank you very much. You might want to make a dash for the central one. Right, primary care survey. CCG aren't here.
Chairman, by way of background, a year ago we received the Health Watch report on this topic, and in accordance with normal practice we said there's a set of recommendations, they'll go off to health partners and we'll review in 12 months' time. That time has now come, and I'd be interested to hear from Health Watch as to whether or not they have any response to the recommendations.
Thank you. So we published the report on primary care services some time ago now.